Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the glad tidings, the good news of Jesus Christ. And today we greet you with joy. Joy to the world. Tis the season. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Certainly we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to each and every one of you that is listening in today. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And in addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and on Google Play. Immediately following this episode, you can listen to this episode on those platforms as well. We want you to take down this phone number, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800 as our call-in number if you so desire to call in at a later time in this hour. We want you to know today that we are on social media. You can connect with us, like, and share on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, or Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to every episode. And certainly, we encourage you to listen and share the message with your family, with your friends, with your relatives, and your neighbors. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. You can write Global Gospel, P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Remember, family and friends, we are looking to hear from you and to share with you. We want to shout out our sponsors on today, Grandma's Etta's Quilting, Third Lounge, Melanated Beards, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, MPT Enterprise. We want to also shout out GPA 4.0. Thank you, all of you, our sponsors, and certainly we know there may be someone out there that needs the assistance of one of our sponsors, and certainly we encourage you to reach out to them because certainly they are wonderful people and they offer wonderful services for our family, our friends, our neighbors, and our community. Shout out to our listening audience, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Washington, D.C., Texas, California, Illinois, Michigan, Nevada. We thank God for you, for those that are in Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, South Africa, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, Ghana, Ivory Coast, to those that are in Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, to Italy, Portugal, Spain, France, Switzerland, Hungary, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, the United Kingdom, and Sweden. Certainly, we thank God for you, you, and you, and certainly we know that the list keeps growing. Also, to those that are in Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, the list keeps growing and growing and growing, and certainly we are glad that the gospel is reaching to everyone. Shout out today to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Hartley family, the Hernandez family, the Fells family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Allen family, the Cox family, the Furman family, the Fells family, the Brown family, the Thompson family, the Washington family, the Johnson family, the Locke family, the Bradell family, the Wilson family, the Odom family, the Carter family, the Brooks family, the Robinson family, and the Davis family. And to all of you that are listening in, listen, if I didn't call your name, please leave us a comment, and certainly we will be delighted to shout your name out while we are on this episode here live and on the air. For those of you that have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So today we came with the message of Jesus Christ. We came to let you know that, yes, he lived. And while he lived, he healed the sick, the blind, recovered their sight, the lame were able to walk, the deaf were able to hear, the mute were able to speak. And certainly not only that, but Christ is still in the healing business. He's still saving, healing, delivering, and setting free. We want you to know that he came to die for the sins of the world. And certainly God's extremity, man's extremity, is God's opportunity. And so we want you to know that on today, to live is Christ. And Christ came into the world that we might have life and have it more abundantly. If you're rich, if you're poor, if you're black, if you're white, if you're down and out, if you're oppressed, if you're suicidal, if you're thinking about throwing in the towel, we came to tell you, like, there is hope and that you can live and not die and declare the works of the Lord and certainly declare that by his stripes we are healed. Many are the fruit of the righteous, but he delivers us out of them all. And so we praise God today for sending his son, Jesus the Christ, into the world. And certainly we don't know when he was born. We don't know what the calendar looked like. We don't know what was going on in the world, but we do know that he did come into the world. And certainly we know that where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. And certainly we want you to know that if you confess him on today, certainly your life will be changed. And so that is the gospel. It's the good news, glad tidings that Christ lived, he died, and he rose with all power in his hands with victory over death, hell, and the grave just for you and I. And because he lives, we live also. Again, we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us on today. And certainly we want you to do it. We know that it is the holiday season, and we know that it's commercialized and people are looking for reasons to go into debt and looking for reasons to give presents or to not give presents. But we want you to remember today that Jesus is the reason for the season. And certainly there is nothing too hard for God. We're going to take a break, and we will be back to share more with you on today.
Yeah, I told Aaron I wanted to take it back for a minute and sing some of those songs we grew up listening to around Christmas. I can remember back in my dad's church, this one used to be one of my favorites. Come on, fire.
Yeah.
lives, he lives, he lives. I'm so glad that he lives. And certainly, not only does he just live, he lives within us on today. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Let the world know today that Jesus Christ was born. Amen. It is that time, and perhaps you have... perhaps you have looked at the scripture for today, and you will know that you will find us in the book of Matthew, the book of St. Matthew, the gospel according to St. Matthew. And I'm going to start reading at verse 16, and I'll just read the whole thing from 16 to the end. Verse 16, Matthew, Matthew chapter 1, verse 16. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. When Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted, is God with us. Then Jesus, being raised from sleep, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And he called his name Jesus. And so as we read the scripture, we need to know today that his name is Jesus. He is Emmanuel. We are going to go to a break, and certainly we will be back to share with you after this.
Lift those hands, lift those hands. Stay right there, Jimmy. Listen. Always remember Jesus. 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 always keep him on your mind. Always remember all over the building. Thank you, Jesus. Can you feel the presence of God? Lift your hands. Lift your hands all over the sanctuary. He's in the room right now. He's in the room. Just tell God, thank you right now. When I count to three, I want you to worship God like you never worshiped him before. And clap those hands and praise God. One, two, three. Come on in.
say I still got joy. Woo! Everyone, put your hands together.